Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about the investing endgame.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about some key times in life, the beginning and the end, as far as an investor, that is. When is it time to start? Never too soon, but have a plan on what your endgame looks like and how to exit. But let's talk before that. You have wound up. You've been a smart person and you have done a diverse portfolio, which includes real estate. You're going forward. You know how to keep arranging it and make it smart investing. But how do you navigate to the grand finale, so to speak, to a nice passive income retirement?
Well, and I think that's the real issue. What am I looking for out of the property? And I summarize that in terms of investment benefits. Am I looking for cash flow? Well, if I've got a really good job and it's paying well, I don't really need more cash flow. So I would be willing to dedicate some portion maybe of what I'm already receiving, plus the cash flow off of the property to amortize debt. It just depends on where you are and the benefits you perceive. Is it cash flow? Is it tax shelter, the fact that the property would shelter some of the income that you earn? Principal reduction, the fact that we'll amortize the loan with each monthly payment.
Couldn't you put that in almost a chronological order, those three things you just mentioned? There is a time when it's cash flow, and there is a time when you should be paying down your principal.
Yes.
And there is a time that you should be looking at the tax advantages.
Exactly. And of course, the big fourth one is appreciation and value. How will it go up in value over time? Will it keep pace with other real estate that is capable of being owned? If you can figure out the benefits that you're after, I can stand back and say, well, if you're looking for that, you're probably looking for a this or a this or a this, financed in a particular manner. We can structure a property to produce the majority of the benefits that you're after. And if we can't, that means it's the wrong property.
I'm going to take you back into the 1990s when I took a class from you, Bob.
Woo-hoo.
And in that class, I heard you say is passive income is likely most people's end game, a good solid investment that's feeding you monthly because you're going to replace your active income with passive income.
That's exactly correct. If you can anticipate the benefits that you're after, it's easy for us to find it.
I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.